Hello, friends! Welcome back to the Lateral Line Podcast, where we serve up weekly fishing reports, news, and tips to help you catch more fish. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Here's your fishing reports for February 17th, 2024, and make sure you tune in to the end of the fishing reports. They're short this week because it's wintertime, where I give a rundown of all the upcoming fishing shows that you might want to check out. The Northeast is quiet this week with a snowstorm that blanketed the area, so we're getting started in Delaware Bay, where Delaware Bay is showing some signs of life. Patty at Captain Bones in Odessa said they are catching small striped bass at Dobsonville on bloodworms, which means that you can probably cast some lures and have some luck. Steve at Smith Bait in Leipsic had a similar report from the fishing pier at Woodland Beach, where anglers are catching white perch and small stripers on bloodworms. Old Inlet Bait and Tackle out of Indian River Inlet said that when the weather is suitable, few anglers are working swim shads at Indian River Inlet and catching small striped bass. Tog fishing is on hold until the water warms. Moving down to Maryland's coastal waters, starting in Maryland's Chesapeake Bay, it's been hit or miss over the last week. Stripers have been caught from the Maryland line all the way up to Conowingo Dam. Anglers fishing the most northern reaches of the bay, in and around Lapidum up to the Conowingo Dam, have reported decent striped bass catches on topwater and lures in the evenings. Again, hit or miss, but your best chance for the Upper Bay area. All the guides in the Maryland's Middle Chesapeake Bay reported that it's been hit or miss. The big striped bass are around and moving into the river systems, but moving is the key word here. Find them one day, and they're gone the next. Captain Jamie from Eastern Shore Light Tackle Charters reported he's running into some open water fish lately, and with the temperatures forecast in the upper 40s and 50s this coming week, it should only increase the open water fishing in the lower, middle, and upper Chesapeake. If you're willing to put in the time, you can land some trophy stripers. Moving down to the Virginia Chesapeake Bay inshore and saltwater fishing, water temperatures in and around Virginia Beach are hovering around 44 degrees, making the offshore and warm water the hot areas to target to catch some fish. Captain Ken Neal gave us a report saying that the offshore wrecks are holding sea bass, tautog, and sea bass are being caught at the Triangle Reef. Some speckled trout continue to be caught in the Elizabeth River. Greentop Sporting Goods echoed this report with some additions. The best bite going on here now is the offshore action for sea bass, tautog, and flounder. The sea bass are outnumbering all, with good sizes and limits expected. Some are targeting the trout and puppy drum inside the lower peninsula rivers like the James and Elizabeth. The bridge tunnels are providing action for some who stick with it. And the use of forward-facing sonar eliminates much of the time and guesswork. And anybody who's having a ton of luck out there is using this technology to make it happen, especially around the bridge tunnel areas. Moving down the coast to North Carolina saltwater fishing reports, not many reports from the last few days, but earlier in the week we had reports on speckled trout inshore with limits pretty fast, and offshore earlier in the week reports of plenty of yellowfin, blackfin, and a couple of bluefin releases. Captain Billy Calloway of BC Sport Fishing reported a tuna slam with a nice yellowfin, blackfin, and a bluefin release. That's a wrap for the fishing reports this week. If you're looking for something to do during these slower fishing times, here's some upcoming fishing shows. I do my best to get the dates and times correct for these shows, but I highly encourage you to Google them before heading out to make sure that they're still happening and at the same venue, because a few of them have changed venues at the last minute that I checked from the website. February 23rd through the 25th is the Springfield Sportsman Show in Springfield, Massachusetts. You can check it out at osegsportsmans.com. February 28th to March 3rd, the Atlantic City Boat Show. Check it out at acboatshow.com. The Ward Melville High School Fishing Club will host the 11th annual Saltwater Fishing Expo and fundraiser on Saturday, March 2nd, 2024. I know Captain John McMurray is going to be there doing a seminar, so you might want to check that out if you are in the New York area. The World Fishing and Outdoor Expedition in Suffern, New York, March 2nd through the 5th. Check it out at Suffern, suffern.sportshows.com. If you're a fly fisherman, you want to check out the fly fishing show in Lancaster, PA, March 2nd through the 3rd. Check that out at flyfishingshow.com. If you're in the West Virginia area, you can check out the West Virginia Fishing and Outdoor Sports Show, March 2nd through the 3rd. Check it out at wvoutdoorsportshow.com. If you're going to be in the New Hampshire area, you can check out the New Hampshire Outdoor Expo, March 8th through the 10th, 2024. Check it out at nhoutdoorexpo.com. Up in Marlborough, Massachusetts, the Northeast Swimbait Expo. That'll be March 16th through the 17th, 2024. Check it out at neswimbaitexpo.com. The Saltwater Fishing Expo will be held in Edison, New Jersey, March 5th through the 17th. Check that out at saltwater.sportshows.com. The Maryland Sportsman Show will be held in West Friendship, Maryland, March 25th through the 26th. You can check that out at mdsportsmanshow.com. That's all I've got for March and the end of February. If you have a show and you'd like it included on the show, just drop me an email. That's a wrap for this week. Here's hoping that the fishing heats up and that you get out there and hook some fish. We'll see you next week. Hey, real quick before you go. Please hit follow on your podcast player. It'll make sure that you don't miss any future episodes, and it helps support our show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.